Now, Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank have attacked a Palestinian rally marking the 50th anniversary of the Fatah movement's creation. Israeli forces fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the Palestinians in the village of Nabi Saleh, northwest of Ramallah. Reports say a number of demonstrators had breathing problems after inhaling the tear gas during the confrontation. Protesters chanted anti-occupation slogans and condemned Israel's ongoing settlement construction on Palestinian land. We're now joined by Press TV's own Mona Kendall out of Ramallah to get an update. Mona, can you give us an update on what's going on?
Palestinians regularly stage a protest against ongoing Israeli settlement building and the separation wall in several West Bank villages and areas. Yesterday, on the in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the establishment of Fatah movement, of course, the Palestinians chosen to commemorate this anniversary in the in several areas. One of them was the Nabi Saleh village near the separation wall. Israeli soldiers, they are stationing there on a regular basis. They prevented the Palestinians to march and get close to the separation wall and the nearby settlements. Here, clashes took place between the Israeli soldiers and the Palestinians. They opened a fire using they used tear gas canisters as well as rubber coated bullets against the Palestinians. A number of those protesters suffered from tear gas inhalation, and the demonstration, of course, ended in a late hour following these clashes. Today and this morning, a group of Israeli forces stormed Al Masyun area in Ramallah, and they arrested the three Palestinians after they bombed out one of the houses in Al Masyun area. One of the Palestinians inside the house who was inside the house was wounded and arrested. The identity of the three Palestinians were not known. One of them was known. His name is Musa Ajloni. Till the moment, we don't know the three. They are affiliated to one of the Palestinian armed groups or not, but in the very early hour, just the Israeli forces stormed Al Masyun area and arrested the three after bombing one of the houses. Also last night, more than 12 Palestinians have been arrested throughout the West Bank and throughout the West Bank areas. The big number of those arrested were in Jenin area. Israeli forces claim that in one of the houses in Jenin, the Israeli forces found ammunition with one of the Palestinians there.
Thank you, Mona. Thank you for the update. That was our own Press TV's Mona Kandil updating us out of Ramallah.